More women in southwestern Virginia get cervical cancer and more die from it than in other parts of the country. But for one of its most common forms, caused by the human papillomavirus, or HPV, there's a vaccine that's been available for the last 10 years that prevents it entirely.
Our biggest challenge right now is getting it out to folks who are at risk, and that's the entire population.
Jess Malpass is a nurse scientist at the University of Virginia. She's a point person in an upcoming 5-year study of HPV prevention.
50% or more people are exposed in any given time when they reach adulthood, and so it's one of the only forms of prevention we have actually in the form of a vaccine for cancer, which makes it really unique.
Exposure to HPV can happen during sexual intercourse, but the majority of people exposed to it will clear the infection from their bodies on their own. However, Malpass points out, people who smoke don't clear it as easily because nicotine inhibits the process. So to bring down those high rates, UVA is partnering with local health systems in rural Appalachian regions in Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia to offer free services to help people quit smoking, free self-testing kits, and free HPV vaccines.
We'll be hiring folks that live in the communities to work to coordinate the trials. So we feel really strongly that it can't be a swoop in and swoop out model, that we have to have local sustainability.
And the hiring process is now underway. I'm Robbie Harris.